Yeah, so I made this video. What's with all the beta activities? I looked at myself in the mirror in the video. I look like what was the little things? A dwarf from the Seven Dwarfs. but no. Okay, to the video. Man, these beta X, man. Okay, with these beta, I got this bowl of soup sitting here, but it's hot. I don't know if you can see the steam, but it's hot. It's hot. So I'm waiting for it to cool. But man, I was thinking about this dude, man. I think I told you I went out of town for a couple of days and hung out. And man, it's this dude, man. He's a great guy, man, but he's just a beta ass dude. Like he's a really great guy. I think he's like 40. And his wife, man, like that bitch is fuck, man. Like, where do I start? Like. See, this beta shit, they shoot fireworks all around Prague. I can see like all downtown Prague, and it's December like 18th or something, and they shooting fireworks. I think there's a mall over there they shooting fireworks. I'm just pointing, y'all can't see it, but yeah, like I can see like all downtown Prague in my window, and they shooting fireworks everywhere. But yeah, man, yeah, this dude, man, he is just super beta, man. All these beta activities, man. And see, the sad part about men being betas is this. Because the reality of it, man, like I said in the previous video, the reality of being the beta, man, is being beta is just like a normal part of most men's lives, at least for them on a personal mental level. For most men, like, it's normal. Being beta is just part of growing up as a man. For most men, it's going to be like, even like with the sports stars. See, like, we look at Dwayne Wade and Russell Wilson. See, their beta this just lasted longer. They were allowed to stay themselves, you know, and actually still get, you know, women who look good. But most beta dudes don't end up like that because most beta guys, you know, wasn't born into money or were, you know, genetic freaks who could, you know, play a sport well. So most men don't have that option. So most beta guys do not finish anywhere near as well as they did. But yeah, this dude, man, beta as hell, man. Because I like him, man. Because this dude, he's a great guy, man. But he's just super beta as fuck. He's 40. Because okay, back to the reality on being beta. See, like most men, because see, like we really get a lot of fucked up. Okay, the knowledge that a lot of boys get on women is like completely ass backwards logic. I said, yeah, just be yourself. Just be, you know, just be nice and kind. And that is the complete opposite of what any woman in her right mind wants who has at least a little bit of self-esteem. She does not want to be put on a pedestal. That is the complete opposite bullshit that women actually want. So by the time we hit like 18, 19, 20, we're running around with this ridiculous logic in our heads. And then, of course, like most guys, unless they're like, you know, abnormally good looking or something like that, you're going to get a lot of rejection. So they're going to get rejected. And then by the time they get, you know, one girl to pay them attention, by the time a girl pays us attention, like, you know, halfway to 30, we are just floored. Like we will buy her a house just because she smiled at us and you know wanted to walk next to us. You see, and like I said, the whole story, like our like women and men's timetables are completely backwards. We're completely off. Like, see, that's about a time period where women are falling off. So, yeah, this dude, man, like I think he met his wife when they were like they had to have been at least 28, probably like 29 or 30, because they got a little girl now. And a little girl, I think she's like 7 or 8 or some shit like that. So they met probably when it was like you know, when they were in the late 30s. And she was already a single mother. Like I said before, man, this is another thing. Never, I'm telling you, man, never, ever, I don't care how well she's treating you, she's going to do, a single mother is going to do anything for a man that she sees as some value. Like, they have no reservation because their life is in shambles at this point. So they need to do whatever they think they can do to get out of that shambles mess. Never, ever date a single mother. That's step one where he fucked up. I fucked up and done it before when I was younger, too. But, man, oh, my God. So he got with the single mother. I already know how the story went. You know, he doesn't even have to tell me because I already know. He got with a single mother. That single mother was giving him the best sex he ever had in his life and was smiling afterwards. It was probably bringing him coffee and hot cocoa and everything after sex. Because that's that single mother trap, trying to lure him in with sex and food. And then he messed around and stayed. Like, so long story, man, now this dude, like, they don't even sit next to each other at get-together. We was at a get-together, and they don't even sit next to each other. I mean, like, I don't know how to explain it. Maybe it's like a guy thing, because all guys have played the beta simp at least one time, because this is how you know it so well. But, like, you know how you can even see, like, just the look in a dude's eyes, and it's just, like, just how he's just walking and just moving. It just says, yeah, I'm a pussy-ass bitch, and what? Like, it's something in the guy. It's almost like, okay, how women have a thousand cock stare. It's like guys have, like, I'm a beta stare. Like, it's the same thing. And women can pick it out. You see, like they know which dude is the beta real quick. Man, like, I feel sorry for him, man, because he has a kid with this woman. He had a kid with a woman who was already a single mother. And what did I say before? I'm telling you, any woman 30 and up, that woman will never love you. Her biological time to genuinely love you. Okay, this woman can never biologically give you the love that you know you seek, that you know you deserve. And back to this other guy, see, I know the trap he's in. He is in the trap of, see, he thinks that if he just tries a little harder, if he just tries to make her laugh a little harder, tries to be involved a little harder, that she will eventually give him the love that he feels like he deserves, okay? And she will never give him that love, ever. It will never come there. She lured him in with pussy, right, the first year or two, and he lives off that thought, pretty much, off the history. A woman who has a child and or a woman who is over 30 will never, ever give you the love that you know you really want and deserve. She cannot do it. Because the love that you feel like you deserve, that extreme loyalty and all that, see, that love has, that spot in her has already been taken by the guy who she had the baby with. Regardless, she may not even know what man is the actual father, but that mythological man in her head. Once she has had a child with a man, that woman, that the love that you feel, see, all that was already taken. That whole gas tank was taken and spent on another man. Okay, now you can come along and, you know, help her life, you know, and buy her new stuff, and, you know, give her the status of being with a man again. But that woman will, I'm telling you, she can never, ever love you. She will never give you the respect that you know as a man you deserve. Okay, so you are going to spend the rest of your life always in this kind of like delicate, like, well, at least I got a girlfriend, settling mode. You see, now men don't have to settle. Women have to settle. Women must settle, because everything that they're wanted for usually plummets by 30 or 35. Men can always go out next week or next month and do better than whatever they did the month before, and genuinely fit in where they did better at. Women, now that's a benefit that we have that women don't. This soup is looking good, man. I don't know if y'all can see it. I added a lot of pasta and sausage to it, but it looks good. But yeah. And man, my homeboy, man, he's just a beta chump. Like, see, and the hardest thing for a beta chump, because see, what happens, see, because I remember being a beta. When you are like a beta dude for real, you become so passionate in your belief that you really know is never going to come true. But you become so passionate in it that if anybody tries to tell you otherwise, like, you're just not ready to hear it. It's like, oh, it's like telling, like, for instance, like, let's say somebody didn't know Jell-O was made out of cow toenails. And you tell them that, and they just don't want to hear, like, no, 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 no. But it's the fact, it's the truth. Jell-O's made out of cow toenails. Like, that gelatin, whatever, it comes from cow's toenails. Like, it's the same thing. Like, you just don't want it, because you spent your whole life believing this Disney fairy tale, and a If anybody takes that Disney fairy tale away from you, it will hurt a lot more than to just keep continuing the lie. You see, so this is like my homeboy. I think he would rather just continue the lie and continue to try versus just look at it and say, look, and accept it. Like, look, she is never going to love me the way that I want to be loved. Even though I got these memories with her, all these memories were pretty much created from my own insecurity of being brave enough to just be alone in the world and figure myself out and then go back out in the world again. You see, like, it's more comfortable to just keep being what you are instead of growing into what you mean, sometimes even what you know you should grow into. It's easier just to be the chump. So a lot of times, and I think that's where he is, honestly, man. Like, because I don't want to hurt his feelings because he's my friend, but it's the reality. It's the truth. Like, I'm telling you, man, like, this is why I say never, man, just look. The only way I would say date a woman over 30, I thought of another way. The first way I would say date a woman over 30 is if, let's say, like, if she was known to be married, like, you knew her and you knew she was, like, she was a faithful wife and her husband just got cancer or something like that or got hit by a truck or some shit like that. She would be worth messing with. And she, like I said, she was with that guy for, like, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years type thing. That type of woman. Or let's say you may have known, like you have always known this woman since, like, college. Now, y'all had, like, an abnormally close relationship type of thing. And she may even went off with another dude. But you just kind of watched her actions and you knew her. Then I would say, yeah, that's not a horrible decision. But any random 30-year-old off the street, no, bro, not worth it. Just don't. I'm telling you. Because our timetables is different. By the time a woman has ended up single at 27 years old, okay, she is officially bitter at the world. She's mad because all her friends are in long-term relationships or married, and all hers have pretty much failed. She's mad, and don't let her have a kid on top of that. Like, she's just mad. So, like, any part of her is, like, naturally, genuinely decent to be around and hang out with is all gone. It's all gone. I'm telling you, is if she's been, like, single or been, you know, bouncing from guy to guy throughout those years, no. See, because this is another thing, man. See, the more success a woman gets in any one thing, and this is common, this is just common for all women, the more, and it sounds backwards, but it's the truth. The more successful she gets in any area other than becoming a mother, the lower her pool is to date from. So if she gets a lot of money, well, like most women, they're going to want a man who has a little bit more money than them. But so now the pool's shrunken automatically. Let's say a woman, let's say this woman is like the best blowjob giver on the planet. Like all those porn stars that are running around now, they are going to have trouble in 10 years. I'm telling you. And it never fails. Every now and then there's a porn star who tapped out and she lived like a normal life with kids and a husband. But most of the times, like you see women, the more success they get, or let's say even if they got their PhD, like I said, it shrunk the pool of men that a woman's going to want. Because like I said before, women always want something better. So now the guy has to have a PhD. Or at least a master's degree, and be single, no kids, blah, blah, blah. And on top of that, see, what women don't realize is the guy who has the PhD and master's, he's opened up all the women beneath him and some that are even a little bit above him, you see. But the women, they're only looking at the higher guy. But yeah, so like back to this, man, the beta activities, man, like being beta is like, that should be like a clinical condition. For real, because all it really is, like I said, all it really comes back to is men, like we're just so used to being beat up by the world that we're just so happy to take anything that comes along. That's pretty much where it comes down to. Now, like the next step deeper into like what's going to make you like an alpha guy is if you have the courage to sit back and think about the reality of the whole situation and think about, you know, how this woman is actually treating you versus is she just giving me attention? See, that's what's going to shift the whole beta to alpha mode. And a lot of guys, they just won't be brave enough, or they may just never even think to cross over and think of to the alpha type mentality. Like, you know, don't give women unearned attention, you know, little stuff like that. You know, never make her the number one priority, or, you know, never at least tell her she's a number one priority. And that's how you're going to keep them acting right. Like, there's just little things that I think, like, a lot of guys, they're either just too afraid to think of, or maybe they just, it just never crossed their mind. Nobody ever told them, you know? So they just end up betas at 40 years old, you know, carrying the weight on their back just to please this floozy that's literally had thousands of cum shots on her face before she was 25. You see, and they, their brains can't see it, man. Like, it's hard to think. Like, I remember when I was beta, man, if I was talking to a girl, it was impossible for me to imagine the girl I was talking to taking just, you know, cum shot after cum shot on her face, you know, in a back alleyway. Like, I just couldn't imagine it back then. Now I know. Now I know the truth of it. You see what I'm saying? So now it's about the respect, you know, the genuine respect. Because there's different types of respect too, man. Like, because okay, for guys who ever had a woman who truly wanted him, I'm going to explain the differences. And let me take a bite of this soup. But I'm going to explain the differences of it. No, yeah, that's good soup. That's soup Nazi level. I don't know if y'all know soup Nazi, but that's from Seinfeld. He made the most gangster soup in the city. And they go, no soup for you. But he didn't like you. This is soup. Let me get another bite. Okay. I'm ready to jump on that. I'm ready. And this real quick. That's good soup. But this is how you tell. Okay, guys who've ever had a woman who genuinely liked him knows the difference. Okay. You can feel when a woman likes you just because of something, whether it's like your job or your car or pretty much money. You can tell her or it's because like her girlfriend liked you and she always was jealous of her girlfriend. So she wants to take you from like you. It's a certain way about how they are. Like you can feel it versus did this woman want you because the little girl in her wanted that little boy like that more like. Did she like you see what I'm saying, like that little girl like on the playground who liked that little boy like and like okay because you know there because see like with women like that when a woman really likes you like that, she will drive to come get you. You see what I'm saying? You don't have to drive to go meet her. You ain't got to meet her nowhere. She would rather come and pick. She wants to come pick you up. You see what I'm saying? Like, see, she wants to nurture you. Like she will go out her way to make sure you're. She will bring you food at work. You see what I'm saying? She will come to nurture you. Like guys who have actually had women who genuinely like them, like you can feel the difference in it. And see the thing is, like, but when you're a beta, all you're seeing is, oh, I'm just getting attention from a woman. And then that's just it. Like, and then you're just kind of just you know, happy because of that and accepting stuff. But because a beta is not really, doesn't really know. They're not thinking first and then following what they want. You see what I'm saying? They're following what they want and then they'll think later. And that's another big difference in the beta alpha mentality. I'm great at this soup. This soup is delicious. I'm hungry. So have a good night.